Three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year, Jason Wilde.
There aren't any Jasons 12 and under. That's a dead name.
Packers Hall of Famer, Mark Tauscher.
How many kids do you hear, hey, Marky, it might be almost to the point of Ruth.
Broadcasting live from the Everlight Solar Studio.
You love that name so much, you don't even go by it.
On 100.5 ESPN.
If you call me Mark, I like my name. I like my name a lot.
The ESPN Wisconsin app.
Wilde and Tosh.
And ESPN Madison on YouTube.
It's Wilde and Touch, isn't it?
This is Wilde and Tosh, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Edition, the live from the AmFam Championship at TPC Wisconsin edition. Really, that's the only edition that matters. Maybe a little bit about Aaron Rodgers edition of Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, 100.5 ESPN Madison, 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, ESPNWisconsin.com, the ESPN app, your Alexa smart speaker. Streaming live video, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and of course everything you need on the all-new, all-redesigned, all-free ESPN Wisconsin app, which you can find both in the Android and Apple app stores. I'm Jason Wilde, normally in Green Bay, but not today. Instead, I am alongside Jesse Nelson, who is also here. Hunter Vaughn is in the...
Hunter's had a long week, man. He's working. He's grinding this week. It's a lot of WT for old A's.
For the record, I've had a long week, too. I just want to go on the record there. Yeah.
But Hunter it's not the same.
Hunter's definitely not the same.
Hunter's in the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison studios. Good morning, Hunter. Thanks for stepping in. Thanks,
good
Hunter.
Morning, gentlemen. You're
and
welcome.
And, of course, Mr. AmFam. It's Dan Kelly, and then it's this guy. And maybe Jordan Love in the mix as well. Not only a great ambassador.
You going to wait out here for him today or not?
I was thinking about it.
You should.
My ride, well, we'll discuss. But my ride might want to get back to his house. So we got to
figure your, out. Oh, you guys.
Jesse and I carpooled.
You guys carpooled.
We only had to drive about 10 minutes, though.
Wilde and Tausch first. I drove Jason to the remote today.
It was awesome.
Was it fun?
It was great.
He drives like an old 75-year-old woman.
Well, I want somebody who gets me here safely, and that's what he did. You're the Packers Hall of Famer. You're Mark Tauscher. Tausch, good morning. How are you?
Would you agree? He drives very conservatively.
Yes.
In fairness.
So do I.
It was a residential drive primarily that we took to get here.
Okay.
Not a lot of main highways like we typically
all
take.
All right.
So.
Fair enough. So we are at the AmFam Championship, and we are at the entrance.
Yeah, we
like,
couldn't
I feel
be
like
more.
We could be
well, it could
tickets.
Be. It could be the exit too. It looks. Thanks you for attending. It is the.
It is both.
It is the entry and exit. There we go.
Hey,
let's see how many people we can get to wave to us over the course of this. There we got all three, right. five,
as long
six,
as that's the only
seven,
half
eight,
we
nine,
get.
Ten. Look, 11 for 11. Let's see, 12, 13. No, hesitant.
Yeah.
The gal in the green shirt said, "No, we're not going to wave." So we got our first. Our first non-wave. We got a thumbs up. That's a wave. So we're a perfect 15 for 15 to start. Now leave it at that.
The little guy in the stroller snubbed us, and I don't blame him. I'd be concerned about us, too.
got a head nod. So yeah, I like a good head nod.
I'm not.
A salute with the head nod. Yeah, we got that.
The Tausch two-finger bup-up.
Head nod again.
No place in the handshake.
We're on a good start.
2 hours and 56 more minutes of you being distracted by people entering TPC Wisconsin.
Or exiting.
Or
exiting. Oh, I just got the head nod. No, he acknowledged, but no head nod. That's the rarest of the nods.
Well, so, how do you acknowledge without go. A head nod?
Well, because
they acknowledge
I
you?
Saw eye contact, and I didn't see a head nod, which is fine.
Well, so I'm then not maybe gonna, they weren't acknowledging you at all.
No, they acknowledged and disacknowledged. which is
disavowed.
There you go.
You can't disacknowledge somebody.
So this is this is how this is.
No, it's not. No. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm excited. You guys know I love being out here. This is a great,
man of the people.
This is a great event.
It is a great event.
This is something we always kind of put on the calendar. It's from a Friday from my standpoint. It's as good as it gets. I get to work with you guys for 3 hours, then I get to hang out with partners at the outing. We get to go out and have some Coors Lights, then we stay out, go out to the concert, rock it all night, and then I get up crack early to go coach baseball tomorrow morning bright and early. So I got a great 24-hour window coming where I get to test myself with a big night out.
Okay. Well, we've got a lot to get to today. You have played this course.
Yeah, played it Monday.
So have Retief Goosen and Ernie Els and Strick discussed with you the challenges of the new home of this event?
I think, you know, it's a difficult course. There's going to be, I don't know what, I kept asking, because it's obviously paired. You're paired up. You're going to be scrambling. You're playing best ball.
Sure.
I don't think they're doing alternate shot, which I think they, at some point I was getting after Nate. Said you need to do alternate shot because from a drama standpoint, it's super fun. But they're saying, 12, 13 under is going to probably get it done, which is, you know, if that's what it is. If I'm not going to go Strick and Tiz, who obviously it's their course, so they should be heavy favorites. Stuart Sink, David Toms, keep your eye out. That's going to be my sleeper pick in the AmFam Champ.
Who is your guy Tung Chai Jaidi pairing?
He's with Brendan Jones.
You don't like that pairing?
No, I mean, I think Jaidi, he's a former champion, so I respect him. Different course.
Nut whack.
Different course.
Still, don't underestimate.
Yeah, I'll underestimate. Then he can prove me wrong.
I'm going to take that pair.
Go for it.
Tung Chai Jaidi, Brendan Jones. That's my squad.
There you go. Great idea. All right.
Any other pairings that have caught your fancy?
Well, I mean, Jerry. You know, big
Who's Jerry.
Jerry with Justin Leonard is good. You got Lumpy with Ernie Els. I think Jose Maria Olazabal.
Easy for you to say.
And Miguel Angel Jimenez. I saw Jimenez on Monday. I don't think they're going to win. But I'll say this.
Wait.
No, I'm just saying.
You saw him on the range?
I'm going to tell you this. This was not going to surprise anybody, and I know we'll get to Rogers and everything else. I was leaving here about 6 o'clock on Monday. One dude beating balls and beating balls into the putting green and everything else. Who do you think that was?
John Daly.
John Daly's not here.
Strick.
No. BJ Singh is renowned for he just pounds – balls. That's what he does. He pounds balls.
That's what Vijay Singh is known for.
Well, I mean, he is a bucket. He is a bucket hitting fool.
Yeah,
that's what he does.
A ball pounder.
Balls.
Yes. He's a ball pounder.
Is John Daly not here because Homer killed him with his drive? As he brought up earlier.
I'll let everybody else talk where John Daly is. Because I don't know that. But. We're excited. So, yes, I am going to be enthusiastic, and I am going to wave to people. Here we got a little three-for-three piece. No big deal. A little three-for-three piece.
This is amazing.
Now, if we're smart, we're over there, and we're getting everybody subscribed. We got everybody over. Hey, why don't you guys subscribe? That's what we should be doing. Pablo, I'm sure you're out here somewhere. Let's get you subscribed.
So there's obviously all kinds of great AmFam partners, vendors that have their little booths. What you're saying is, given our location, there's a little opening in the fence right here. You think we should have Pablo in like a little booth?
No, not even a booth. Standing literally right there with.
I want him with a clipboard.
Yeah,
seems official to have a clipboard.
Well, they're not signing they're not signing a petition.
Just download our pod. That's what we're looking for.
Yeah. ESPN Wisconsin app.
Boom.
And also sign up for jury duty while you're there. All right, we are live from TPC Wisconsin. I'm sorry, we got into your pairings that you liked.
I'll be here in a bit.
He's talking to the fans now.
Okay. Waving. Great. Conversations. A little more troubling.
Well, yes, that's
very, very, very
Maybe we need you getting people to subscribe and Jason and I can do the show.
I'm fine with that.
No,
too.
you're the draw. You got into your pairings, so we didn't actually discuss the course. I was in with Rob Hernandez, longtime colleague and friend of mine.
He did a nice piece on Jocko, too. You guys know we love Jocko here.
We do. Not Jocko. Yeah. Good.
Which one?
No, I love both.
But that's not who to whom you were referring.
I was talking to the TV jocko.
Yes. But you were on this course. He was telling me the challenges of this course, that in some ways, as renowned golf analyst Jesse Nelson mentioned on our lovely drive here, that this is a challenging course. It's probably good that they have the team format this year. I didn't realize that a certain goat of golfers is turning 50 next year and will be eligible for this tour.
Is he coming out here next year?
And
is that what Rob is? Did Rob break that news?
No, he did not report that Tiger.
Are you sure? Because that's kind of the implication I'm getting from
I don't want to speak for Rob, but I think that there's a feeling based on his sources that this format and this course and his relationship with Steve Stricker, you know, maybe next year.
So you're saying that
I'm not saying.
But you're not
not saying.
But you're not saying.
Don't do this.
Speculation.
Did I bring any of this up?
I'm saying that the format, from what I've been told by people who know more about golf,
sure,
could very well be appealing to.
So you think Tiger's coming next
that
year?
That guy.
This is like Roger's speculation all over again.
I would say
less informed on our behalf.
Obviously, I wouldn't go as far as to make that claim as you just. You're not reporting it, but you're not reporting it.
This is Rob's opinion. I reported Rob's opinion
that Tiger will be here next year.
I hope that happens.
Why are you always trying to stir stuff up?
That format would potentially appeal to him.
So he'd love to be here.
That the format would potentially appeal to him.
So you're saying, I know Tiger and Steve are very good friends.
Yes.
That I know.
So that checks a box.
Tiger would be 50.
That checks a box.
I would think when and if Tiger is healthy, that Celebrity Pro-Am would fit his thing. The Celebrity Shootout would fit exactly what he's looking for. 9 holes. Who knows? I hope that Rob and your reporting is accurate. And that might be something.
Opinion.
It would be a boon to get Tiger Woods out to TPC Wisconsin.
Well,
no question.
It's going to be great. It is a really great venue. It looks amazing. And Jordan Love is scheduled to be here on the grounds as well later today after our show ends. Maybe he'll get here early and hop on for the final segment. It'd be a feel-good Friday.
I feel fairly confident he won't get there early. I just got a hunch. And not that he's going to be a late guy, but I got a hunch. He's going to be where he's supposed to be at the time he's supposed to be there, and he will be exiting at the time he's supposed to exit. That would be my guess.
So you're saying if I text him now and say, hey, give us a call on your drive down, and we can
text
him if you're ready.
Absolutely.
We have not had him on yet.
Yeah,
it's true,
which is
we have not.
Kind of criminal.
Yeah.
Yeah. He doesn't do a whole lot of
don't
radio.
Care.
Does a few podcasts.
Yeah,
Rogers did until he did. Now
we'll
look
podcast
at him.
It.
And now you can't get him off the
podcast. Uh-huh.
All right. We are live from TPC Wisconsin for the AmFam Championship. I wasn't going to go American Family Insurance Championship, but I went AmFam instead. We will be here all day. We have wall-to-wall coverage. Following us, Jim Matt and Molly moving up into the 12-2 window, and then KBN without the B.
Correct. Bachelor party weekend for old Brusty.
We'll be here from 2 until 5, so you won't. You'll have us here all day long across ESPN Wisconsin, so be sure to tune in. We will keep you updated. We do not have a spot by the leaderboard. I was like, we're behind the leaderboard.
Oh, we are behind.
I'm not even sure if they've teed off yet.
I don't think they had, but you know, eventually during the show they will have.
Yeah, we'll keep you updated.
We'll keep an update on it.
I appreciate that. Just like you want to update your windows with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
I definitely do, and I'd love for this to pop up. And I will say this, it's time to upgrade your windows and doors, and you don't want to spend a fortune? Well, good news.
Good!
Pella, the best in the industry. That is good. And has a product line for every budget. And right now you can get no interest, and you don't have to have any payments for up to 2 years. So Tiger have played this twice by then, right? Is that what
theoretically,
in Jason's reporting, that might be it. No interest, no payments for up to 2 years. So if the plan is to wait, guess what? You can get it now and wait to start making payments for up to 2 years later. Certain restrictions do apply. This offer ends June 30th. Set your free in-home consultation today at PellaWI.com.
We roll on live from TPC Wisconsin with Tausch waving and trying to recognize people while, you know, we have commercial breaks, right?
No, I like this better.
What do you want to do? Not say hi?
I'm going to say
that'd
I.
Be rude.
The waving.
Why don't you say I?
Because not everyone.
It's going to be a long day. That's why we don't do these in person very often.
You just om-om-yummed you.
What is that?
More next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Wilde and Tausch live from TPC Wisconsin for the AmFam Championship. We are by both the entrance and the exit.
Nobody's left yet. A lot of entrance.
It opened like 30 minutes ago.
A lot of golf tournament left.
That's what I heard.
So you also heard the big news in the National Football League yesterday, made official by the Pittsburgh Steelers last evening.
Quite a day on X yesterday.
Was it?
Yeah, it was an interesting day.
Big day.
I have to imagine the engagement on X was probably at an all-time high. And it wasn't just from Rodgers. It was fun. All right, continue. Yeah.
Pacers.
Is that what it was?
Pacers.
Pacers?
Yeah.
Boy, Halliburton's dad.
Did it again.
Halliburton's something, man.
Aaron Rodgers is going to play quarterback in the National Football League again this year. He will be doing it for the Pittsburgh Steelers. He is flying to Pittsburgh today. He is taking part in their mandatory minicamp, signing a one-year contract.
I think he's going to get 20.
He said publicly that he would play for $20 million this season.
Well, there you go.
So
that's a good deal.
It's quite the
for everybody.
Considering that's $35 million less than the average salary that Jordan Love is getting for this year.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Do you think Packer fans are now looking at it saying, man, it'd be nice. He took that, got a little more talent around him back in the old days. We'll probably have a couple more rings.
I would think
some fans would probably say that.
Sure. So your immediate reaction when this news broke
yesterday? Not shocked.
Not surprised at all.
Expected it. We all knew he was going to go to – if he was going to play, it was going to be Pittsburgh.
Did you ever think he wasn't going to play? You did, didn't you?
No, I mean –
You said you did.
I thought that there might be a point where Pittsburgh might say, I think you obviously texted with him.
We're going with Mason Rudolph.
And I think from Aaron's standpoint, I think he had a sour taste. My point to him was, it can get worse.
What did he say to that?
You look at it and you say, all right, you were healthy, and you don't want to go out with a popped-up Achilles. You want to dictate that you played. He played 17 games. Yeah, the season didn't go great. Yeah, his stat line wasn't great. You're going to be 40. What is he going to be, 42?
42 on December 2nd.
42. So everybody wants the John Elway walk off.
This one's for Aaron.
That was actually the second time around. But it doesn't happen often. So you understand the grind you have to go through. And he took away 2 months of the grind by not coming in. And he obviously, you know, in his other pods, he was saying the things that are at play. And I get that. But not surprised that it's Pittsburgh. I'm a little surprised Pittsburgh was all right letting it go on this long. But that tells you that they think he can still play. And I do think you're going to have a player who wants to go out with a bang. This is going to be his last year. I feel fairly confident. And I think he's going to empty his bucket here, let it rip. And I think he's hoping that it all works itself out. But the odds are going to tell you it's going to be tough sledding for him.
And by the way, this one's for John was after they beat the Packers, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's what I just said.
And then he came back
and did it again the next year.
Yeah. So
I speak Tausch.
Just wanted to clarify. Yeah. What are your expectations for him? Because I will say this. I don't care. I know there's some folks in the YouTube comments per Jesse that think there's going to be a love fest for Rodgers. I'm not sure they've listen to some of the things I've said about him over the last couple of years, but I do want him to have like a Favre and 09 type season. I think it would be great for the league. I think it would be an incredible story. I think that would be...
You think that's possible?
I do. I don't think he was...
You think he can go 43-5 or whatever it was and take his team to an AFC championship game?
No, I don't think...
Favre was. Favre was like 33-4. Like, it was an unbelievable season.
Yeah, Rodgers had that year where he's 45 touchdowns, 6 picks when he won his first MVP.
Sure.
But, yeah, I will give you Brett Favre's stats from 2009, and you will tell me that you do not see that as possible.
Not the team. I'm going to tell you this. The team success, no way. I don't see it. Individual success, can Aaron put up great numbers and not throw a bunch of picks, especially with, you know, I don't know where Arthur Smith is going to be at offensive coordinator-wise with Aaron. You know Mike Tomlin and what their MO has been for years, but I think they're bringing in Aaron Rodgers so that that's not the MO,
right? For him to be Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, I don't envision a long playoff run. Matter of fact, I think it's going to be tough sledding for Pittsburgh to get into the play. It will be very similar to last year. I think they need to get off to with the Jets. He needs to get off to a fast start. That because when you're more mercurial, and I'm not saying Aaron's mercurial, but that team, you bring somebody in like that, he's older, there's kind of that all-in deal, and if you don't hit that first hand and win on your double-up, you're going to be sitting there and scrambling. And that is not the position you want to be in if you're Pittsburgh. They're not built. They're not going to be built that way. In a tough division, I just think it's going to be a tough long haul for whatever number he picks. I hope he picks 12. I hope he takes Terry Bradshaw's number.
In 2009, Brett Favre started 16 games. That was back during the 16-game season era. The Minnesota Vikings went 12-4. He completed 68.4% of his passes
for
4,202 yards.
Nah, he ain't doing that.
33 touchdowns, 7 interceptions.
33-7.
He could do the 33-7.
107.2 passer rating.
He's not going to have that passer rating, and he's not going to have that record. Like, he won't go 12-5 either. But can he put up 33-7 and? I don't think he's going to get four. He didn't have 300 yards with Green Bay at the end of his career. Mm-hmm. Now all of a sudden he's going to be thrown for 400 yards a game? I don't see it. I think he'll be a really good – he will not hurt their team. He will give them opportunities to win. I don't know if they're going to be good enough up front to protect him. That I'm not going to sit here and act like I'm some expert on Pittsburgh, but that's going to be the question mark. And are they going to have any kind of run game to go with? Because – Aaron Rodgers, part of the elixir that made him the MVP was extending plays and doing all that stuff. That is no longer a piece to what he does. He now needs to be rhythm, ball out, and play, you know, play to it. Now, he's going to have a strong defense. You know that. You're going to have special teams. So if everything falls into line, maybe they can strike, you know, catch that lightning. Maybe. Mm-hmm. But I don't think you want to make a living trying to catch lightning.
So I was on with KBN minus the B yesterday, and Kyle does not like Aaron Rodgers. He's not a fan. And so
you think most Packer fans – put this up on Twitter, Jess. You think most Packer fans are rooting for Aaron to have good individual success in Pittsburgh? Because on with Wisconsin's Morning News this morning, Vinny, who is Johnny Packer, loves the state – like he is – is a big-time fan.
Okay.
And I had to get after Jesse on that hit this morning because I said, well, there's nobody. I don't know any Packer fan that is like, oh, the Packers did this, and I'm not going to root for them. Like Jesse and a bunch of his buddies did when Favre left.
Okay.
Those days, nobody's doing that. How many people are looking at it and saying, you know what, I don't mind if Aaron goes out and throws for 40 and 6 and, you know, Pittsburgh has a good year. They get beat in the first round. I think most Packer fans would be like, you know what, Aaron gave us a lot. If they want to go and have, and as long as we beat them in October, I don't really care what happens.
Correct. I think it's ambivalence.
I don't think they're rooting for him.
I don't think they're rooting against him. I think they're like, hey.
I'm going to make a prediction. Okay. It won't be over 50, but it'll be closer to 50% than you think that say, I don't want any success for him.
You want him to fail.
Do we qualify?
They don't want him to get a blown out knee. They just are like, I hope he middles. That's the word I want to use. I hope he just kind of middles around.
Middles around. Should I qualify
it's not
this
a phrase I'm familiar with?
Should I qualify this poll saying as long as it's not against the Packers, because I don't want to allow a cop out answer here.
Everybody knows we want the Packers to whoop them.
Yeah,
in Pittsburgh.
Put that in there anyway, okay.
Thank you. Appreciate
just to answer
that.
Your question there.
Look, I don't know why would you root against him at this point unless you have issues with his conspiracy theories or
I think people are just done with it. That's why. I think people are just done with
right, but he went to a team that, other than on October 26th, they literally have nothing
to
do
with
their own team.
Let's open it up. I think this is one. Let's open it up. I think we put this out. Will you
know how divisive Aaron Rodgers' talk on this program
is? I understand.
People turn off the YouTube stream.
They won't. Well, maybe. Maybe they will. Maybe they won't.
All right. 844-770-3776. 844-770-3776.
You put the qualifiers on.
Well, what does this boil down to for you? Do you want Aaron Rodgers to fail? Do you not care what he does? Or are you rooting for him to succeed?
I don't want the don't care, because that's what people – that's the default. It's either I will be rooting for him or I don't.
But don't you think most people don't care at this point?
No. You think Aaron Rodgers doesn't elicit an emotion from Packer fans still?
Like, no, I think that my feeling in talking with Packers fans that I know is that they're like, he doesn't really – register with them. Like, they're not gonna, like, when he went to the Jets in 2023, there were lots of people that were going to watch. Now, some of them were going to hate watch and root for him to fail. Some of them wanted him to continue to succeed. And I will always wonder, in some sort of alternate universe, if he never ruptures his Achilles, what his 2 years in New York look like.
Sure.
Because I feel like we were robbed of a compelling 2023 season where he might have found a lot of success, and that would look a lot different. Again, I don't know that, but I don't get the sense, and maybe this is just the vocal minority, that they don't really care either way. Like, they're not really rooting for him. They're not really rooting against him. He's just another quarterback in the league.
All right,
maybe
give him the
I'm
option.
Wrong.
Give him the option. I think that's going to be a default.
Well,
okay.
Well, let's do it as calls, though, because I would just say this. There's nuance to even if you think.
I just don't know it, when you look back at it, and I do not want the Pittsburgh Steelers to win a championship, but at this point, other than that one game, I want him to go beat Minnesota.
Right,
I want him to go beat whoever else.
They play the other three division teams
so,
on their schedule.
I'd love for Aaron to go torch Detroit. So he gave us 16 or 17 great years of football, four MVPs, a World Championship.
Beat Pluto.
Things ended. And by the way, he helped the Jordan Love transition more than Jordan could ever imagine by being how he operated. He gave a unifier to an entire fan base to a scenario that otherwise would have been dicey. So he,
since it was the last time,
from
Jesse, the Vikings fan.
From a Packer fan standpoint, Aaron Rodgers did, outside of winning a couple more
screen cover there, Jesse.
You guys, I thought we didn't want to have like side conversations as I was bringing up a really good point.
I was still listening.
We're on the Bucks.
In the landscape of today's NBA.
Because we're on Wisconsin Sports.
Why would you be loyal to an organization? None of your peers are.
Madison's home of the Bucks. 100.5 ESPN.
Good work by Hunter scrambling as we ran into a technical issue.
Well, you were ignoring me anyway.
I was not ignoring you, and I apparently can't even make jokes.
I love it when you make jokes.
So if I could reset, since I was listening.
No, you weren't.
I was. You were talking about how Rodgers had done.
Hey, Jesse, look at this screensaver I got on your
head. That's not what I said.
That is what you were doing. You're sitting there looking at his phone like,
right,
oh, is that a great screensaver?
Look at this.
Jesse, go get a new phone.
Get that.
I don't need a new phone.
It's just
Jason's best friends with the Verizon president. Go get a new phone.
My guy Andy.
Yeah.
I do need a new one.
So you. God, I just want to get the noon.
What a way to live.
Well, there's a reason why I'm living that way right now. Everything Rodgers did for 16 years, which was 15 as a starter and actually 3 as the backup, everything that he could do to help the Packers by beating the three teams in the division that are all on the Steelers' schedule. That's where you were when we ran into
issue. I understand the personal side of it, whether you want to get political. And I get it, all right? But I'm strictly looking at this from a fan and a football standpoint. Aaron Rodgers gave us 17 great years. He won us a world championship. He transitioned from Favre over. He was a good dude in the locker room.
Great to his
great
successor,
dude, great
unlike
dude,
Favre for most
great
of the time.
Great dude in the community. Like, he did a lot of really good stuff. Now, was he perfect? No.
Definitely
but
not.
But he also, with the transition of – he gave Jordan Love the best present ever by acting the way he did.
Have fans dislike him instead of Jordan.
He became the lightning rod and gave Jordan Love on a platter the easiest transition over.
All true.
As fans, now he's playing with Pittsburgh. And I'm not saying go ahead and win a world championship with Pittsburgh. I'm not. What I am saying is go beat Detroit. Go beat Minnesota. Go beat Chicago. We beat them. Have a nice season. Go off onto your way. And we should all be encouraging that. Because when he comes back, I'm telling you right now, everybody that says, oh, we're going to boo him, you're going to give him a round of applause. They'll probably charge $12 to come into Lambeau like they did for his charity, the exact same blanking way, and we're all going to be looking at it and saying, appreciate you. That's what I think is going to happen.
First of all, I hope you're right.
How am I going to be wrong on that?
I'd prefer if it was still $4 or $5.
Because I feel like
12
inflation.
Steep.
Because yeah. I feel like the guy.
Gas
the other
prices.
Guy,
actually, gas prices have been nice. Okay, continue.
They have been.
Are you listening?
I feel like the other guy, like even now, right? I mean, look, I did watch the Netflix documentary. I did not find anything really new in that on Favre.
I think that was more the Jen Sturger, if I'm being honest about it.
Yeah.
It was her documentary.
I feel like there are people that will love him no matter what.
Who?
Favre.
For sure.
And I feel like seriously, some of the things that he has allegedly done would be disqualifiers of people liking him for a lot of other people, but not for him.
Okay.
I don't think Rodgers enjoys that same level of, I don't care what you do, I'm going to love you anyway, devotion from the fan base. That's not the feeling I get.
I wish they did, but
I don't get that feeling.
So, Jason, I'm telling you right now, when he inevitably is in the Packer Hall of Fame before he goes into Canton, which if he plays two more years with Pittsburgh, I don't know how long he's going to play with Pittsburgh.
I would
bet this is it. But he will be universally loved. The stadium will be full. I don't know what they'll charge to come in. It will be a celebration because – yeah, you think now it's been a couple years. 5 more years is eternity. And you're going to look at it and celebrate the 16, 17 years that he gave us from an enjoyment. I mean, man, we enjoyed watching him play.
We did.
And all of that other stuff is second. Unless you commit crimes and you're in jail, you're going to be – it's about your career as a Packer. Packer fans – will come, and they are going to be incredibly supportive of Aaron, just like they were with Brett.
I hope you're right.
No,
I've
got to be right.
I hope you are. 844-770-3776. We'll get to your calls coming up and your texts. I do want to ask you this because I was looking at this last night because this is where we were at when we had a little bit of a glitch there. I was going to tell you that, you know, Kyle Bruston-Nortman does not like Rodgers. And I think there are lots of Packers fans that feel
okay,
like
so
him.
If Kyle's up at Lambeau for the – maybe he won't go, but Kyle
well, that's
doesn't
– thing. Like,
yeah,
all
go.
Those people aren't going to go.
Well, that's the point.
They're not going to go to boo. Like, they're not that angry.
Even if they're there, they ain't boo.
So my point is that he is not a Rodgers fan. Okay.
Not right now, he's not.
Okay. But one, we kind of went back and forth, and one of the things that – he pointed out that I thought was a correct thing to point out is how good is the Steelers offensive line? I don't know anything about the Pittsburgh Steelers offensive line. I can tell you their depth chart is Broderick Jones at left tackle, Isaac Samalo at left guard. They got him from Philadelphia as an unrestricted free agent. Zach Frazier at center, Mason McCormick at right guard, and Troy Fatuanu, who I think was their first-round pick
last
year.
I'm pretty sure you butchered that name, too.
I've heard of Fentanyl, I believe it is.
It's not fentanyl, right? I want to make sure we don't have that.
I, fat now.
So, Jason,
my point that is going to be that, and that's going to be so critical to whether
he
succeeds or fails.
More now than ever.
Yes, that's where I was going.
And a run game, and Pittsburgh has not been able to run the football, and they've not been great at protecting it.
Who
so,
is their running back?
Warren?
Like Jalen Warren and Caleb Johnson from Iowa.
Oh, yeah, they just drafted the
like
Iowa
Caleb
guy.
Johnson.
Yeah.
He looked real good against us.
I can tell you that.
Well, he had a good day.
I don't know. Not sure the Badgers are on the Steelers' schedule.
He had a good day. Against, so I think, and I know we have some calls lined up. I just think that their time passes, and if there's one thing we've learned about the NFL, time heals wounds, and time moves quickly. That's what's going to happen with Rodgers. And this year of all years, outside of the October 26th Sunday night tilt, we should be rooting for Aaron Rodgers to have good individual success.
I hope people listen to that advice. I
and if they don't, it's no big deal. I mean, I'm going to be fine, and Aaron will be fine, and you'll be fine. But for us, wanting Green Bay to have – and that's what every – you know, people that are listening, that's what everybody wants. We want team success for the G&G. All of the other stuff is kind of window dressing. Team success with the G&G is going to be Aaron Rodgers playing good football and beating some of these teams for
us. Right, because those losses count in the standings, even though they're AFC, NFC games. 844-770-3776, 844-770-3776. We will get to your calls and texts on the Carbless Talk and Text Line. This is more next. That is a fancy schmancy camera.
Isn't that cool?
I got a hunch that video is going to be real nice. Like, just like our video cam right there. Hey, I don't know what you're doing the rest of the day. Can you jump right here and just film us for the whole day?
Can you adjust our brightness settings?
Also, if you can make us look thinner, that would be great.
Yeah, skinny us up a little bit. I don't know. That's not a magic. That's not magic, for gosh sake.
Tell us about UW Credit Union.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm a UW Credit Union member. Jason is for every stage of life. UW Credit Union is here forever. You're proudly serving Wisconsin for over 90 years. They're going to help you reach your financial goals. And people ask me, oh, T, why did you join UW Credit Union? Well, did I want to keep my banking local? Well, certainly. Is it the member-first service? Absolutely. Or is it the great perks like early payday? I love that. But let's take a look right over there. Bucky, see that young fella? I got him on my card.
It's a large Bucky.
Can't say no to Bucky. And if you love Wisconsin like I do, you can't pay with anything else. Fandom will make you do crazy things, but, man, this makes sense. Become a UW Credit Union member like I did. Get that Bucky card. Federally insured by NCUA. Terms and conditions do apply.
Did you think he was looking into the fancy camera to deliver
the Bucky?
I did.
I thought he was.
No, but there's Bucky right
line there. And he looked right past the camera and pointed at a Bucky who isn't on camera.
No.
That's what he did.
He just put him on camera.
Well, now he did.
Sure. Yeah.
But that's not our camera guy.
Well, I
we don't know what he's doing.
I don't have control of that, so there's not much I can do.
We'll get to your calls next, live from TPC Wisconsin for the AmFam Championship. It's Wildy and Tausch.
We're on the Badgers.
There are moments where it feels like you're close, but taken holistically, those look like blips.
Because we're on Wisconsin sports.
To win a championship, you have to consistently be that team.
This is 100.5 ESPN and Wisconsin On Demand.
I'm not going to lie. There's part of me, and the AmFam Championship is amazing to us. We've been here since the very first one in 2016, obviously for a long time at University Ridge. I've never sat this close to the entrance. There's part of me that's totally distracted and totally loves it, watching people, because I love to watch people.
It's great being out here right by the front door.
And I can overhear people say, hey, that's Tausch.
Hey,
that's Tausch.
That's Jesse Nelson that was in court the other day.
No, I have not heard anyone say, hey,
nope.
That's Jesse Nelson.
I had a buddy of mine text that's an avid listener to the show, really wanting to know the details of the trial, because he said, oh, one of my people is doing this, and I told him. So just so you
okay.
know.
Thanks for that.
How did he react?
Ugh.
Yeah.
Yeah?
That's why we didn't talk
yeah.
about it. All right, speaking of things that make you go, ugh. For some, it's conversations about Aaron Rodgers. For those of you that continue to stay tuned to our program, thank you for that. We appreciate it. 844-770-3776, 844-770-3776. That is the Carbless Talk and Text Line. Liz is more. Let's go to the phones. And I find it incredibly appropriate that our first call that we will take will be from Erica in Milwaukee.
Should be.
Yeah.
No one, not even me, identifies with Aaron Rodgers more than she does. Erica, I know you have been lurking in the YouTube comments. I see your tweets from time to time. It's been a while since you've called. We're thrilled to have you. Your thoughts?
Well, I'm rooting for him because I guess the fact that he's signing a one-year contract, it sort of means like this is it. This is the final run with him in the NFL. So I guess I'm rooting for the Steelers versus the Packers in the Super Bowl. And, I mean, of course, you got to root for the Packers, the original Packer fan. But, yeah, that would be good. And the fact that he joined that clown show in New York, I guess he was expected to take the Jets to the Super Bowl after they haven't made the playoffs in, what, 15 years or something. So
correct.
He's a good football player, but he's not God. So I guess New York should have been like, hey, let's get realistic here. So
Erica,
yeah,
let me ask you a question. So obviously your friends and family know that you are an Aaron Rodgers supporter, right? The people in your sphere,
orbit,
your inner circle, as Aaron Rodgers would say, how do they look at him? And are you like a lone holdout among your friends and family, or are they apathetic toward him? They don't really care either way. Like, I'm just curious because you are obviously an ardent supporter of his. I'm curious how the other people in your orbit feel about him.
Well, my dad isn't on social media as much, so I don't think he knows everything that the world seems to think is true about Rodgers. So he seems to be a Rodgers fan. He'll root for him. We'll change the channel when we watch the game together on Sundays. If Rodgers happens to be on the other channel, we'll flip it over to see how he's doing. I have friends that aren't really football fans, so we don't talk about it. I got some uncles that think I'm crazy who are like, how can you root for him? And then give all the reasons
there it is.
Why.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, it seems 50-50-ish. Like I said, I think my uncles are the most. It was the whole COVID shot thing that put them over the edge. But
okay. Yeah, I think there's
I guess if Rodgers would have just said he was allergic to it and gave the, you know, truth, I think the world would have been happier, but I guess I didn't consider it a lie because
Yeah, I would say this. I think, you know, if you notice with Kirk Cousins, who was just honest about his position, there hasn't been as much blowback with him. But, I think that's part of it. I think it's some of the other stuff. You know, everyone's going to bring up darkness retreats and ayahuasca. Anytime you say his name, there's going to be people who think of that. But I do think that it has colored how people view him as a player. And if you go back and watch him last season, I understand that the narrative was that he stunk. He did not stink. He certainly did not look like vintage great Aaron Rodgers. But they are not getting, you know, the Kenny Stabler that Brett Favre went to see when he was playing with the Saints when Brett was a kid, who was totally washed. I just don't think that that's the player. If you watched him play last year, you wouldn't think that, unless you have a feeling about him that leads you to view him through a different prism as a player. Mm. And that's the feeling I get from fans that are either saying they don't care or are actively rooting against them. Thanks for the call, Erica. We appreciate you. Let's get to another one, 844-770-3776. Let's go to Ron in Oak Creek. Ron, good morning. Thanks for holding on so long. Welcome to Wildy and Tausch. How you doing?
Good morning, guys. Wonderful show as always. Best sports show on the radio.
Dude, the check is in the mail. You got to give me your address, Ron. You always are so nice to us when you're on.
I'm big Aaron Rodgers supporter. Big Aaron Rodgers supporter. I will say that I think he played a lot better than people give him credit for his last year. He still can zing it. He still can throw it. He just can't get away from the rush like he used to. My personal opinion is I feel sorry for him and all the drama he's gone through and the way he reminds me of a tortured soul. And because I have a couple of daughters that are in the medical field who always bang on him about his stance and the way he talked about the medical field and all of that, for the most part, I support him, but I can never get past the stuff he said politically and otherwise, and my family and the people around us can't. And I'm not a young kid. I went to school with D. Orlando Ledbetter at Howard.
D. Led! Nice!
But no, I'm a big supporter of his, but I will never be able to get past the stuff that he said and some of the political things that he's done.
Yeah.
But I will. But I will be supportive, and I hope he has a great year. But
Ron,
no, I would never go up to his retirement party in Green Bay. I can't go that far.
Okay, all fair. Let me ask you this: so, as a supporter, you want to see him play well for the Steelers, right? Like Tausch was talking about, you know,
yes.
he can help the Packers. He's playing all four of the NFC North teams, so if he beats the other three and the Packers beat the Steelers on October 26th, that's a pretty good scenario for them. I am curious. What concerns you? What do you think is the number one reason why he wouldn't have success in Pittsburgh? Is it the weaponry around him? Yeah, I'm worried about the offensive line.
To get away from the rush.
Mm-hmm. I'm with you. Yep.
I'm mostly saddened by the fact that when I see him, he reminds me of a tortured soul, and I don't think he understands some of the things that he said, how hurtful they were to people. I had people who were going through leukemia treatment and things like that, and just the way he treated that stuff and the flippant attitude he has sometimes. I know that's probably not who he is, but he just comes off that way, especially when he gets on McAfee's show and Joe Rogan's show and continue to go down that line. It's hard to get past that.
Yeah, Ron, I'm with you, especially when Paula was going through breast cancer. I know exactly how you feel. So we appreciate the call. Say hi to D. Orlando Ledbetter for me next time you talk.
By the way, John Daly is here. He was not here for the Pro-Am, but I just saw him floating through. So he is here.
Wait, he just like walked through?
Well, he's driving on a cart, but he's here.
Oh, so I was right and you were wrong.
I don't even know what you said.
Well, I brought up John Daly.
Yeah, I bet you he didn't win.
But at least he's in the field, which gives him a better chance than he had an hour ago.
He has a chance to have a chance, as the old Brad Childress quote goes.
He does have a better chance of winning now that we know he's actually here. I know this is going to come as a surprise to you. We have not managed the clock to the degree that maybe we would like, but I think we're okay.
We're doing great.
If Tausch tells us about American Family Insurance, we can kick off
here.
The 10 o'clock hour with more of your calls.
Just love it. You see American Family Insurance all throughout communities throughout the state of Wisconsin, and you see Fam Championship, American Family Insurance, proud partner of Wilde and Tausch. And for almost 100 years, they've been committed to making life better with the right home and auto protection. Also, you're free to go chase your dreams, so insure carefully and dream fearlessly with American Family Insurance. Get a quote or find an agent at amfam.com.
The 10 o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch live from the AmFam Championship at TPC Wisconsin. Tees off in 2 minutes, so stick around. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.